Well, we look forward to it today, and I will see you on the other side, won't I?
Yes, you will, my brother.
And we want to bring in now Committed, the vocal group Committed. You look forward to that.
Lift every voice and sing,
till earth and
heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies resound. That the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. March on
till victory
is won. Stony the road we trod,
into the
chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet
come to the place for which our
Father. Tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last
where the
white gleam
of our
star is cast. Our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk of the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand. Our God,
true to our
That was wonderful. Everything I've experienced here in this service this morning has been wonderful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be here on the first Sunday of the month that is dedicated to Black history. And I certainly always at this time, I'm thinking about some of the leaders in the movement for freedom for Black people. not just here in the United States of America, but worldwide. Black people who were incarcerated, oppressed, suppressed, and left outside of the welcome table. And so I'm thinking about Malcolm, and I'm thinking about Martin, and I'm thinking about all of the others who did their parts in freeing the children of Israel from captivity in Egypt, freeing the splendor that is within us, waiting to be released and to shine. You know, I was watching, as you know, a Hallmark movie probably two or three decades ago, and I wasn't really watching it. I was working on the typewriter, and I heard it in the background. I don't remember the movie, and I haven't Googled anything to find out who may have written this line, but the line struck me and has remained with me. I especially think of it here in Black History Month. This is the line: freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while those who don't are dying for lack of it. I'm going to say that twice more for the law of three. Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while those who don't are dying for lack of it. Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while those who don't are dying for lack of it. I've chosen a scripture that takes us back to the time of the Israelites' captivity in Egypt. I have titled it, as you can see, "You Call Me by Your Name." The "you" I am speaking of is the Creator, God. And I'm making a point that God has called you by his name. His, her, its name. I learned from reading Fillmore and Eric Butterworth way back in the early 70s that metaphysically the inner meaning of the word name is nature. So God has called me and you into the realization that our very nature is the nature of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord our God is one. We have forgotten our full oneness with the Creator and one another. And this is why some suppress others, some incarcerate others, and some put others into captivity, not knowing that they are captives themselves when they captivate and put into incarceration anyone else. Moses, a guy who stuttered and stammered and was shy and slow of speech. I wonder what he thought about himself. Stuttering and stammering, not being able to get words out smooth and eloquently like those around him. I imagine that possibly he suffered with his self-esteem, doubted his capacity to be of much influence in his lifetime. But one day he was called to go to a mountain. In scripture, when we are called to go to the mountain, it means that we are called to rise up in consciousness, to leave one particular level of who we think we are, and to step into a new, brighter, shinier, purer, and more powerful opportunity to be. We're not stuck being where we are. There is endless, endless power within us to become what we desire to be. Back to Moses on the mountain. God had called him to this place in higher consciousness because God had a plan for Moses. God's plan for Moses is God's plan for me and you and everyone. The desire of God is to set our soul on fire, a living fire that purifies. Thus, we have Moses encountering God in the form of a burning bush that burned brightly, yet was never consumed. Everything out there is a projection of something within us. And so the burning bush was not something outside of Moses. It represented the fire in him, the fire that would burn away all dross material, all of the doubts, the lack of self-esteem, the idea that I am not somebody who was born to do much at all that makes a difference. The voice that came from the burning bush is the voice of our Creator, informing Moses that he had been chosen. Go to Egypt. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. This was Dr. King's calling. It was also the calling of Malcolm X. You need a priest. You also need a soldier. Malcolm was called to be the priest. Malcolm to be the soldier. Both are needed. Martin felt the same calling upon him that was given to Moses. Martin heard the voice, and the fire burned within him. And the voice said to Martin, tell Pharaoh, the powers that be, to let my people go. That was a call for action. Martin is known for having a dream. But if you look at the details of his life, you can see that though he had a dream, Martin was no dreamer. You know, dreamers, so many, and perhaps I've been one at various points in my lifetime, a dreamer stares off into space fantasizing about who he or she will be one day. A positive change. Stepping into a new I am self. Dreamers just dream. But a dream taken seriously becomes a plan, and a plan taken seriously becomes a plan of action, and a plan of action taken seriously becomes an activating power. An opportunity to put one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching on toward the goal of the realization of the dream, marching on even through the appearances of the valley of the shadow of death. It's a risky thing to do. It's easy to be a dreamer. But a dream taken seriously requires all that is within me, all of the God I can tap into. When the voice of God, speaking from the fire in the bush, that was a projection of the Holy Spirit fire within Moses himself, said, you go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses said, you've got the wrong guy. I stutter, I stammer. I'm slow of speech. Pick someone eloquent. God said, I've chosen the right person. Don't count upon your own capacity to do my will. Check this out, Mose. All you have to do is open your mouth. I will speak through you. Moses tried to get out of it again. I'm a nobody. How's a nobody going to go to Pharaoh and demand the release of the Israelites? Who will I say sent me? Here's where the magic and the miracle happen. When God speaks to Moses, God speaks to you and me and Malcolm and Martin and everyone. Tell them I am has sent you. I am that I am. Tell the children of Israel, I am has come to set them free. I fantasize how this must have landed on Pharaoh. Pharaoh was not at the scene of the burning bush. Pharaoh was not informed that the name of God is I am. So here comes Moses, and Pharaoh sees him speaking personally about his own personality. Who sent you? I am has sent me. Excuse me, back up and run that by me again. Who sent you? I am has sent me. Wait a minute. I'm a bit confused here. I'm talking to you. I'm asking you, who sent you? And again, for the law of three, Moses says, I am has sent me. That had to be so confusing for Pharaoh. I imagine he might be thinking what I would be thinking along about that time. Are you trying to tell me that you yourself has sent you yourself? Because I am means you. I am is the name of God. And all of us have been called by that name, by our Creator. Every single one of us, when asked who we are, begins with the truth in two words, I am. Whatever I follow that up with is a piece of who I am. I am is your name, your nature, the voice of God in you. Whatever you say you are is what, for all intents and purposes, it will appear that you are. Most of our I ams are followed by limiting ideas, limiting confessions of our identity. We're heading toward waking up to the full understanding, I am as God created me, created of God material, God stuff, and God spirit. You know, church, the only difference between you and God is that God knows there is no difference. How can the one be divided? We are aspects of the one, part of God. I was doing a workshop with Johnny Earle way back in the 1990s, and I had a revelation about the unity statement that is found in the prayer for protection. I was affirming the prayer for protection over and over when I heard that quiet little whisper that I recognize personally to be the voice of the Christ of Jesus. And I got to that line, wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And Jesus interrupted and said, do you believe that there is a difference between who you are and who the Creator is? Do you forget that you are the substance of God, the Spirit of God? I said, why are you asking? He said, because I'm noticing where you place the comma. You place the comma after the word am. I would like you to try placing it after the word is. You see, traditionally, all we tend to do is go wherever I am, comma, God is, and all is well. Wherever I am, comma, God is. This somehow at a deep level is a confession that there is a difference between who I am and who God is. And although it's good for me to know that wherever I am as a separate self, God as the all self is, I thought that I would try it on the way Jesus recommended I do in the moment. Take the comma from after the word am and place it after the word is. And what we find we are saying is, wherever I am, God is, all is well. Wherever I know I am God, not all of God, a part of God. In Black families, if you have a boy at the birth, they generally did not say, it's a boy. They would say, it's a man child. Meaning that it's a child destined to be a man. We are not all of God, none of us. Yet we are one with God, the same substance and spirit of the Almighty One is what empowers us to say the words, I am, and then to do the will of God. Wherever I am, God is. Wherever the consciousness of my identity ceases to be a separate self and acknowledges, wherever I am, God. Wherever I remember, I, God, is one. All is well. Don't you want to be free of the erroneous misconception that you are separate from your Creator? I sure do. Isn't that a wonderful dream? Yes, it is, but don't be a dreamer. Make your dream a plan, and then a plan of action, and then an activated plan of action. This holy idea of us discovering our Christ consciousness as one with the Creator and all of creation is a beautiful idea. And as our brother Hugo, Victor Hugo said, he lived in the early 1800s, a philosopher and a writer, French. He spoke these powerful words that I will end with. Greater than the power of mighty armies, greater than the tread of mighty armies is the power of an idea whose time has come. You fully awakened to Christ consciousness, me fully awakened to Christ consciousness, which is to say the consciousness that declares full conscious awareness of my oneness with the Creator and all of creation. And I am limitless in power. And I am limitless in peace. What an idea. Let's call it forth. Let it come to free the Israelites from captivity in our own personal experience. Again, quoting Hugo. Greater than the tread of mighty armies is the power of an idea whose time has come. I give gratitude to our Creator, and I speak to Him. Thank you. You call me by your name. You call me by your name. An idea whose time has come. Wherever I am, God is. All is well. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Denise, for sitting here beside me as I have brought the word of God to those you love. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Peace.
I am. I am. I am. That I am. I am pure conscious awareness of being. I am. I am is my name. And is my nature. I am called to be I am. One self, united with my Creator and all of creation. I am. I am called to be I am, child of God, extension of the One, created of the Creator. I am. Omnipotent, all-powerful, created from omnipotence itself, the one and only power in the universe and in my life. I am. I am omniscient. All-knowing, created of omniscience itself, all the knowing there is, was, and will forever be. I am omnipresent, everywhere all at once, created from omnipresence itself. All that is, I am. I am as God created me. That is all I'll ever be. Created in the image of the One I Am. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord our God is one. I am one with oneness.
By different names, the Alpha and Omega. flame. It burns deep inside you. Do you know my name? I am from the mountains to the ocean. I am from the rocks to the trees. Oh, all the stars and constellations. I am you. I am, yes I am, yes I am.